Was it?
Am I really? What?
Was it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hello. Am I really ordering you a Shirley Temple?
I love Shirley Temple.
Here's what just happened. I was...
Rick,
Sarah handed
some
me a,
things are not meant for air.
Sarah handed me a list of things to order her at lunch today because you're going to be late, right?
Well, I have to go meet with the DA.
And I said, am I ordering you a Shirley Temple? And then you just yanked it out of my hands. How am I supposed to know what to order you if you're going
to
yank it?
I will give it to you after you no longer have a microphone in your
hand. Is this so I can't say what you're eating?
Well, I don't know what I'm eating.
Baby, you all that. You so fine, baby. You know that. You know, you're going to look fine. You're going to look great. It's going to be dandy.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be... She said angrily, thank you! All right. Okay. I don't know if I should read this. Well, I will. This is from the Low. Rick. Low needs a favor. He's referring to himself in the third person. He can do it, though. He can make it work. Can you hook me up with the guy who makes porn music? I'm trying to get into that. ... Seriously. And then all caps, I am not kidding. I actually have a website for it and everything. I would love to talk to that guy so I could get involved in that. And then he puts the name of the website that he has reserved for when Low makes porn music. I am dead serious. And then cue all caps again. Please help a brother out! 3 exclamation points.
Isn't that part of the curriculum at Mount Hood Community College?
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, I'll look into it.
Okay.
It's 503-733-2970. Do you want all three types of cheese on this burger, or you do?
All, whatever.
Okay. And extra large fries. I'm all over it. Thank you. 503-733-2970. What do we got here, Scotty? Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's get a couple of these. I love this name. Tori, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, I love the name Tori.
Well, thank you very much. I know why women usually play Peter Pan.
All right.
Because the harness apparatus used to make Peter fly supports you in the crotchal area, and a man's entire body weight would be supported mostly by his junk.
That makes a lot of sense.
That is...
It'd be like a rodeo.
That is, exactly. It'd be like a happy sort of bouncy rodeo.
Does do a lot of flying
through the sky.
Not very happy. Definitely.
No, I can totally see that. That makes a lot of sense. See, there you go. That's a logical, common sense, very nuts and bolts. You'll forgive the phrase, kind of answer.
Yeah.
So I was unintentional. I wasn't trying to be a Z there. All right, Tori. God bless you. Your question is: are you spreading the word about this program?
Oh, very much so.
Excellent. When is the last time you did that?
Yesterday.
Uh huh. Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying.
To whom?
I also go to the Mount Hood Community College, so I let the kids know.
God damn it. Do you teach there?
God, no. No. I'm transferring to PSU next quarter.
To take what?
Majoring in psychology.
Okay, what were you taking at Mount Hood Community College? But this is not for broadcasting.
No, God, no. No, I'm just poor, and I can't afford 4 years of PSU.
No, that's totally it. No, that's fine. No, I have nothing against community college. We don't knock that at all. It's simply, I just wanted to make sure you weren't taking their so-called broadcasting class. If you're doing it so you can get an actual education somewhere else, that's perfectly understandable.
Yeah, and a real job with, like, health insurance.
Oh, yes, that'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Thank you, Tori. Thanks. All right, there you go. All right. Wait, hold on. I'm taking these out of order here. Trevor, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Rick, you mentioned Shirley Temple there. I was wondering if you might do her.
What? You mean to order the drink?
Shirley Temple.
It's reminded me of Shirley Temple. I mean, she was pretty hot back then.
When that back then are you talking about? Because this is becoming a very creepy call very quickly. Are you talking about Shirley Temple black now, like 70 years old? Sure. Why not? No, Shirley Temple Black now. Don and Mike were
black
talking.
Black now? You keep saying black now. What?
Shirley Temple Black.
At the present time.
Now.
Okay. Yeah,
back
Shirley, now.
No,
like,
Shirley
what?
Temple, she's turned black. No.
No.
No, it's true. Shirley Temple, she's black now.
My great-grandmother used to work on movie sets with Shirley Temple. And so my grandma would have to play with her,
mm-hmm.
And I guess she was just a little bit.
Just a whore?
Yeah, she wouldn't share any of her toys, and my grandmother spent her entire life hating her.
She had 32 curls on her head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing about Don and Michael last night were having this discussion about, apparently, and I didn't see this, God bless me, apparently on the new episode of Nip Tuck, Rosie O'Donnell was having sex with a man. What?
Yes.
Did you see it?
No, it's all over the internet.
Like a rash. So they had this whole, I mean, really, like, you know, Donna Mike, like a 40-minute conversation about what could you see, what couldn't you see. And apparently the plot line, I've never seen Nip Tuck, and it's just not a show I ever watched. But apparently the plot was that Rosie O'Donnell's character paid a man $420,000 to have sex with her. And then they were writhing under a sheet, blah, blah, blah. And there was a whole discussion about would you do Rosie O'Donnell and how much money would it take and so forth. And Don Geronimo and Mike said, would you do her for $420,000? And Mike Don was like, yeah, I'd do it for $400. Because just to have the experience, say you did it, thing to talk about, to know what it's like. So the adult Shirley Temple Black, absolutely. Boy, she's just a bitter, mean woman, though. You see her interviewed now. She's got to be, how old is she? Because she was in the Depression, so she's got to be 85, right?
I didn't even know if she was alive or not. So
she is alive.
Is she alive? Yeah. Do we know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
From a bitter, mean girl to a bitter, mean woman.
She really is just a terrible, terrible person.
She lives in a darkened room with the shades down.
But you are, Blanche! You are! All right. Thank you, Trevor. All right. Okay, and Trevor's done. Yeah, you can't start a phone call with, like, talking about blah, 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 do Shirley Temple. That's just, that takes you down a hole unpleasant. Is this Brian? Brian, did you call earlier?
I did, and I'm trying again.
Did we instruct you to call back later?
You said yes, sir, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the one who said he'd kill somebody for tickets, so I'd rather just give him tickets and get
so
the killing.
So he can get the killing off the table. Yeah.
And I'm a mailman, too, so you know, got to be...
So you got the apparatus and you got the means. You could just go door-to-door, probably.
Oh, it would be, not pleasant. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for
I think we ought to just give you something so you don't kill us. What's your deal?
Okay, here we go. Here's my new one here. This is the limerick. Ready, boys and girls? Here we go. We've heard of Foley's obsession with pages he's had predilection. We bid him adieu with mouse click or two. Now he heads off with a new direction.
Okay. No, well
done. Better? That better?
Well done.
Anything with new direction for Rick, you know how to pander to him.
No, yeah, you know, you had me at new direction, sir.
There's where I'm at. So, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
Good. All right, good. Well done. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Tim, do a few things. Top five. Can we have Jim Roop at some point? What the hell did Jim Roop go to?
Yeah, we're supposed to
have him at two. Oh, man, heads are going to roll. We'll do this little news here with Tim. We got to do the limerick. I got to read these limericks, and I got to get the top five of them. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the real reason you're here, a savior for you, personally. Yes, you. Just like you.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A former congressional page said today he received sexually suggestive messages from Representative Bart Foley back in 1997. His name is Tyson Vivian. He's 26 now. He told the AP that Foley began sending him instant messages about a month or two after his nine-month stint as a page ended in June 1997. Apparently, he never met him personally during his stint as a page, other than brief greetings while working in a cloakroom beside the House chamber.
Working in a cloakroom.
Where members take breaks.
Where members take breaks, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where members relax?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do members...
kick up their heels a bit.
Nah, I was going a different direction. Is that where members... is that where members can hang out?
I suppose they can, yes. It's encouraged.
Okay.
A few months later, he said, he began getting instant messages by a computer from someone with a screen name, MAF54, which has been linked to news reports to Foley. He said he wasn't sure who the person was, but knew his name and physical description. He said the person asked personal questions such as his sexual orientation. Vivian said once he figured the person to be on Capitol Hill, he began looking at a congressional guide. There he found Foley's initials, MAF, born in 1954, and realized who he was.
I still feel that joke should have got the better laugh. Mm-hmm. The cloakroom. It's where members can hang out.
Well, after he guessed it was Foley, the person continued to contact him. Vivian said he didn't turn down the chance to talk politics. Foley would often stop talking and contact him a week later with suggestive messages. Vivian said he was invited to Foley's brownstone.
I'm sorry?
He was invited to Foley's brownstone, his home in Washington. Vivian said he didn't want to go alone, so he brought another page with him.
Okay.
They had pizza, but nothing sexual happened.
Okay. Oh, there's just so much here. I mean, it's the double. They're not even double entendres anymore. They're just single entendre. They're just entendre. Rick, of course Peter Pan is played by a man. Should be. Never mind. I've screwed up the joke already. It was a funny joke, Morty. It's not going to happen, though. I screwed up the delivery. No, I've...
That must suck.
What?
What?
I don't know.
Should I continue?
Yeah.
we're all just completely locked up there for a second.
I was waiting for guidance.
we went nowhere there for a moment. Oh, there was a whole vapor lock we just had. All right, here's Tim Riley.
So Dredge has been trumpeting all day that these IM messages were a prank. Not so, say ABC. Insiders and source ABC, inside ABC, say the evidence of widespread misconduct by Foley is overwhelming and rules out the possibility the entire scandal is based on a prank or a sting. This couldn't be a prank, said one high-placed insider, speaking on condition that I wouldn't say who he is because of a sensitivity to the story. Everything I've seen indicates it can't be. Clearly, there's been an effort on this gentleman, Drudge, or another blogger, to come back at us. Drudge doesn't say anything about the fact that there's more than one conversation out there.
All right. Let's get Benjamin in the mighty Southeast. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How are you today?
I'm okay. Is this a limerick call, sir?
Yes, actually, I'm going to guarantee my caller. I have a quick comment, and I have a limerick, and then I have a question.
You're a professional talk show caller, aren't you?
Well, you know, I do script it out and take notes so that I can get it all in and not go, oh, I should have said such
okay.
and such. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you for being on the air because I've been sick the past few days. It's a whole lot of sleeping 16 hours a day and drinking NyQuil. My computer's been offline. Daytime TV is crap. Without the Rick Emerson Show, I'd slowly be going mental. So
really, we are your final choice. We really, after all other entertainment options are exhausted, we're still here.
Oh, of course, you're top on the list.
We're sort of a booty call. We are kind of the friends with benefits of your talk
radio. There you
go. 4
in the morning, call, see if you're still up, and come on over. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So this limerick for you.
Yes.
I call this an ode to the self-cleaning oven.
An ode to what?
Don't play that, please.
An ode to what?
An ode to the self-cleaning oven.
Okay.
Yes. It says, Mark Foley, he likes little boys. He tried to make them his toys, but his naughty email might land him in jail. For his bunkmate, he'll make lots of noise.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's good because that's a... That ends... Okay, that's
because
good.
Because it's funny.
Well, thank you very much. All right, my quick question...
And you make a reference to the PMITA, as the kids say.
There you go.
All right.
I'm going to the H.P. Lovecraft Film Fest this weekend.
Of course you are.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And there was a Geek in the City clip earlier where Aaron Duran said he's got a film in there.
Aaron Duran, we should take this moment to give two shouts out, as the kids say. One to Aaron Duran, who has a film. He's no shame in this. He submitted before, not made it in. This time, he did make it in to the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival happening this weekend at the Hollywood Theater. So well done. Congratulations to you, Aaron. And also Tim Riley. Tim Riley has an exciting project, which you handed me a piece of paper to trumpet, and then I lost it.
It's an on-demand television show that starts today.
And what is... Oh, today. I thought it was tomorrow. What is the name of the program? Is it Tim Riley's Guide to Life or something like that?
Yes, it's a classroom guide.
It's fantastic. Awesome. It's the guy who did Super Atomic TV. Yes. And I've seen the first episode.
So what is it called, Tim?
It's the Classroom Guide.
The Classroom Guide. And it's Comcast On Demand?
Comcast On Demand. You go to Channel 1, then you go to local programs, then you follow the Comcast On Demand thing, and the show is on there.
It's funny. It's hilarious.
It's free. A lot of people think On Demand you have to pay for it, but this one...
It's free. And it's just, and I'm just talking about because it's funny. It's hilarious. If you like Tim Riley, if you like Tim here, man, you will just love this. It's like Tim Riley's News meets Mystery Science Theater meets like the best thing ever. So check it out. It is pretty fantastic.
Awesome. What time is it on, Tim?
It's always there. Anytime you want it.
Anytime you can see it. So if you wake up at 3 in the morning, I could use the wit of Tim Riley right now. If only Tim Riley were here to share his wisdom, bam, he's right there. So anytime you crave Tim Riley, he can be right there.
I believe I saw a clip of that on YouTube, but yep. Tim comes out and he's holding a bottle in one hand and a shot glass in the other.
That is but a clip. You will see it in its entirety beginning today.
That's just a tease. So it is very, very good. Production values are good. It's very, very, very cool. I put a little bit on my website, too. So anyway, are you done?
Before we forget, what is, do you know the film that Aaron's that Aaron did, so I can be sure to put that as
a problem? I don't know. Something about a hydra. I don't know. No, I don't. It's I don't. It's
Aaron. If you're out there listening, email us, call in or something, and give us a heads up. I want to be able to catch that for sure.
All right. Yeah, you can just go to geekinthecity.com.
Oh, it'll probably be on there. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Your computer's down.
Thanks for rubbing it in. Just get out the salt and lemon juice, man. Okay. I'm telling you.
Right,
you know, actually, one last thing. I ended up with an extra ticket for Friday. I don't know if anyone there wants to go.
I don't know for Friday for what.
Friday for the film fest. I had a friend cancel on me, so I don't know if Sarah, Tim, Rick, when you guys want an extra ticket.
Oh, it's my birthday weekend.
Sarah does seem like an H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival kind of girl.
I don't go out after dark.
I would. That'd be awesome.
Tim vanishes at 3 o'clock.
Nobody knows where Tim goes.
Nobody knows where Tim Riley goes.
Back to the news.
Turns back into a pumpkin.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm sure you can find a taker, sir.
All right.
But thank you for the offer. All right, thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir. All right, there you go, Benjamin. Good God almighty. There was a call. There was like a Rush song. It was like calling like five different parts, both album sides.
Can I play Band-Aid?
Yeah. Well, Tim, do you have another thing we've
Just one more, yes.
One more. Band-Aid, break, limericks. That's what we're going to do. All right, here's Tim Riley.
How would you kids like to be in a movie? Well, teenagers, take note. If you've ever always wanted to be in a movie, here's your big chance. Portland's own Gus Van Sant is looking for extras for his latest film, Paranoid Park. It's filming here in Portland. Hundreds of teenagers age 14 to 19 are needed. No acting experience necessary. The open casting call being held next Monday at 5 o'clock at Lincoln High School, which is on Northwest 7.
So if you'd like to be in his latest meandering, plotless, pointless piece of pretentious swill, if that's your thing, it's 50. If you smoke a lot of cloves, you're probably into that. It's 503-733-2970. Don't call. Don't call about that.
No. Should we break?
Yeah. All right. Shall we?
I'm going to play Band-Aid right now.
All right. And
it's time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Happy Thursday to you. It is almost the weekend, but that doesn't mean there isn't something going on tonight. If you want to head to the Doug Fir, you can go check out the Pink Mountaintops playing with the Upside Down and the Sun and the Sea. That show starts around 9 o'clock. There is a cover for that show, and the Doug Fir is at 8th and East Burnside at the Hawthorne Theater on the corner of 39th and Hawthorne Boulevard. Art Brut is playing. We Are Scientists are accompanying them, along with the Spinto Band. Now, that show is $12, and it starts at 9 o'clock. Satyricon at 125 Northwest 6th Avenue has 800 Octane, old friends of the Abrick Emerson Show, playing, along with the Independents, the Civvies, and Eat Your Heart Out. That is an earlier show. It begins around 7:30. $8 to see all those bands. At the Tonic Lounge, the Money Changers, Reptilian Civilian, and the Night Slaves are playing beginning around 10 o'clock. There's a cover for that. And at the Town Lounge tonight, Chris Corbell, Bright Red Paper, and Colin Spring are playing beginning at 9:30. That is a $5 cover for that show, and it is 21 and over. All right, lots going on tonight. I'll probably be out at one of these shows, and you guys should go out too. And if you happen to see me out and about, which you probably will, be sure to buy me a vodka soda, extra lime.
All right. Hello there. It's Rick Emerson Radio Show, 503-733-2970. Here's what we're going to do. We got Jim Roop coming up. Then we will work our way through our Mark Foley limericks. At the end of the program, we're going to pick the best one. Best Mark Foley limerick was a pair of tickets to Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. Their farewell performance, November 17th at the Schnitz, right here. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, live from the city of Angels. Jim Roop, how are you, sir?
I am well. Good afternoon. Sorry I'm late, but the John Mark Carr thing broke.
Bastard. What broke? What happened there?
Judge dismissed the charges.
Oh, you're
kidding. He says don't have enough evidence.
You're kidding me.
No.
So he's walking the streets.
He was released immediately.
Well, that's going to resolve itself one way or the other within a week or so.
Soon as Mr. Rogers act on the streets now.
Oh, my God. I mean, Jesus. Well, okay, well, this changes everything. I was just going to have you on and then immediately move on to something else. But, well, okay. correct me if I'm wrong. Did they or did they not? This was a bad, bad week, man. This is a weird week. Everything's just going all hinky. Did they or did they not have a laptop full of child pornography?
Well, they didn't have the actual hard drive. They seem to have lost it, but they had a mirror image.
Well
and
done.
Then the ex-wife claims that, you know, when they took that computer, she didn't know if it was working properly anyway. So there's no way to tell, number one, if Carr even knew those images were on that computer. Number two, if he ever viewed them, even if he happened onto them, or if that computer was actually working. So, and the defense has been trying for a couple of days now to get the charges dropped. Today they were seeking to have that evidence barred because of the circumstances around that hard drive. And finally, the prosecution says, look, we don't have enough evidence. We got to let them go.
And they can't.
This guy got a free first-class trip back to the U.S. from Thailand to avoid whatever punishment he was facing there. That's the bottom line.
Oh, my God. And so this, I mean, is it? So, and they can't, I mean, and again, don't get me wrong, I respect the justice system and the legal system, I really do. But, I mean, is this it? I mean, they can't, I mean, unless he goes out and whatever, jaywalks tomorrow,
well,
they can't.
There's no double jeopardy in this kind of case. That's just a murder case. So they can always, they're going to watch him, you know, and see what happens next. And they will try, I think, to bring charges again. But they knew he wouldn't get any jail time because he's already been in jail. You know, he would get credit for time served. But the idea here was to get him to register as a sex offender.
Sure, so you can track him.
So the next time, it's 25 years in prison automatically.
Oh, man.
Even on a hint of something, you know?
Is this guy, let me ask you this about John Mark Carr, and then I don't want to spend too much time talking about this guy, because he's clearly just a sleaze bucket, but I mean, is he really, really, is he like some criminal genius? I mean, is he really a smart guy?
He might be. That's what his lawyers were saying when he was down here, that he was driving the bus, is what they were saying. And he's like this. The Teflon alleged pedophile.
The Teflon, I don't even want to rhyme it. That's just a bad. Well, whatever. I mean, you know, what are you going to do, I guess?
I'm shocked. I really am. I thought this thing would last a couple of weeks. He'd get popped for the pictures, and have to register, and that'd be it.
And this is the thing, because they lost the laptop.
They lost the hard drive.
So, but I mean, the laptop turns up. Can they even do anything with it?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, they can bring charges again if they actually find evidence against him, and I guarantee you they're going to look.
Although I can't imagine that anybody who happens to come across a laptop full of kiddie porn is immediately going to go, hey, look what I got.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. And this was just handed to me here from the news desk. Is this, a state appeals court ruled Thursday that California's ban on same-sex marriage does not violate the Constitution.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Some days it's like I come in here and I just feel like they're going to end up taking me out of this room on a stretcher at the end of the day. So, does not discriminate. You know, I'm just going to set this over here. All right. You know what? I'm just going to move on. Going to move on from this because otherwise I'm just going to have an embolism. Well, there you go. So John Mark Carr. And so they're going to track this guy. And as soon as he spits on the sidewalk, though, they're going to beat him and put him in a hole.
No, they can't officially track him. He is no longer a...
I like how you lower your voice all conspiratorially.
They can't.
That's like that's the Dirty Harry Callahan thing. Have you been following this man? On my own time.
We're not watching anybody.
What about that little girl? What about her rights? So that's totally what that is.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, he's going to step on a crack and I'm going to be there. You know, so, you know, well, whatever. I'm just saying, God forbid that he does something and they have to beat him with nightsticks forever. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? All right. Well, hey, let's put a smile on everybody's face. You want to hear some, Mark Foley limericks?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll do a couple. We're giving away, because Tim Conway and Harvey Korman are on their farewell tour. We're presenting the show here. Because we respect the legends of comedy on this program.
Certainly.
And we're giving away tickets, da-da-da-da-da. And so we have been, all day, we've been taking, Scotty, are we accepting no more?
We are accepting no more.
All right.
We gotta pick a winner.
This is like where the Asian woman waves her hand over the table and says, no more bets. Let's get, what is the final one here? Fred, you have the final phone, submission from Mark Foley Limericks. Go, sir.
I'm saving the best for last.
Okay, yeah, okay.
The magical organ of Foley.
Hold on. The what for organ?
The magical organ of Foley.
Uh-huh.
Was discussed in emails unholy. They were sent to a page who was just underage, suggesting obscene roly-poly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have you got his info, Scotty?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Okay. There you go. All right, so here's the deal. So we've been taking submissions for this all day long via the phone. I'm now going to read a bunch of we've gotten via email, Jim Roop.
All right.
And then, and you let us know if you have to go, because I get a run here probably. You got this John Mark Carr thing. But we'll get your thoughts on a couple of these, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back with maybe the top three, and then we'll have the audience vote, and we'll give them away. So I'm just going to read some of the cream of the crop here. Let's see here. Some of these are just so wrong. Where did I? Okay, let's see. Mark Foley is not from Nantucket, nor did he do things in a bucket. Young boys tired and sore. Hastert said no more. This whole matter makes me go yuck it. Well, he has me till the end there when he says yuck it. That's a little bit of a stretch. How about this? This is from William. There once was a rep into youth whose motives were rather uncouth. A page is much better than a bomb in a letter. Will Foley come clean with the truth? Now, see?
That's a good one.
And you know, that one's got the right syllable snap. That the formatics of that one. It's clean. It's tight. It's, you know, it flows perfectly. All right. I'm a big fan of that one. Well done. That was, sir, that was William who did that one, my friend. All right. Here we go. Let's see. Next one. Mark Foley was a conservative sage who wanted to bed a young page. And so with a wink, he'd chat up a twink while voting on minimum wage. That's good.
That's really good.
Bonus points for use of the word twink, by the way.
And who was that again?
That's Thomas. That is Thomas right there. All right. Oh, God. Some of these are so great, but they're just totally not... They're not radio
friendly. Jim, what do you think of those?
Is anybody working in the gender part of this thing at all?
How do you mean?
Well, it was a young boy that was the...
Well, I mean, it's sort of. I mean, a lot of... we've gotten some that have tackled the priest issue. Some of them have tackled the IM issue. A lot of them do you. The one hand... We had one earlier that rhymed something with something, you know, in trouble he landed, da-da-da-da, typing one-handed. How about this one? There once was a Congressman Foley who stepped in some deep guacamole. First he's drunk, then he's gay, now molested, you say. I think that his alibi's holy. That's really
that's
good.
That's good. I like that one.
That's my
really
favorite.
Really good. All right, that's from Brian.
But Brian and Will are, in my opinion, neck and neck.
Oh, you haven't heard some of the other ones. It was just really, really great. All right, how about this one? There once was a boy named Foley who was touched by a hand of the holy. At a much later age, typed dirty to a page, his one-handed typing went slowly. See, I like that one because it sums up the whole thing. It gives you the whole condensed story arc. I mean, it's accurate and amusing.
True.
Who was that?
That was David.
I'm with Jim. I think William and the guy before this last one.
Don't forget all the ones we had during the day, though.
I know.
The show.
But these are the first two ones that have actually, like, snapped at me that I really remember.
Okay. I like this one. This is from Robert. Mark Foley, his downfall was folly. Especially while drinking St. Pauli. His eye for a boy he viewed as a toy upon whom he'd get off his jolly. Come on, that's a turn of a phrase right there. That's a phrase you don't think you can make it work, and then bam, puts it right in there. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? Let's see. Oh, God, I can't use that. This one is profane and I can't read it, but it does contain Tucker Carlson references, though. I'll send that to you later. Okay.
Jim, do you have to go?
In about 2 minutes here.
All right, okay. So we'll do like one more here. I'm sorting through all of these. There's just so many. Let me find
one. How many did you get? How many submissions do you have?
I would say over 150.
Look at the creative popularity of your listeners.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like I feel bad that I can't get to all of them. Let me find one more really good one, Jim, and then we'll let you go here.
I don't want to go.
I know. I'm just saying, brother, it breaks my heart too. All right. This is from Dan. There once was a country in outrage about what was done to a page. Foley did strike, scared the young tyke. He did like his boys underage. Now, he said, now see, that one I read for you because that had all the elements you were interested in. And then he actually said, Rick, this is just for your enjoyment. I don't need a prize for this. So he gets points for graciousness. Tomorrow, my friend, we'll read you the winner.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Scotty? Do you want to read through a couple of the best ones that we've had from during the day?
Well, yeah, I can go through a few of those. So you think you've pretty much hit the majority of the ones that
everybody who emailed in, thank you. There's just too many of them. I mean, literally, there's probably...
It's just kind of luck of the draw here.
I really did get hundreds. Really did.
So there's a million Mikes and Erics in there or something like that?
Well...
Because I had one guy call me specifically.
Well, give me your transcriptions of some of the ones from during the show. Because not everybody, as you point out, is able to listen all day to, you know, to every moment of the program. Let's see here. Let's see. Congressman Mark Foley was quite grand. Against internet sleaze, he did stand. Although three times his age, he would IM his page while typing with only one hand. That one, we liked that one a lot because it was the first one-handed typing one. Let's see.
Can I read one?
Yeah, that bottom one's good.
Okay. There once... Okay.
Yeah, good luck reading that.
There once was an old man from D.C. sent dirty notes on his PC. If you're cute and you're young, he'll ask you... Can
ask
I say
how
that?
You're hung.
How you're hung. And I think that's so very creepy.
That's good. We heard of Foley's obsession with pages. He had a predilection. We bid you adieu with a mouse clicker, too, and he heads off with a new direction. That's good. I mean, the flow in that one isn't really good, but I mean, points for our phrase. All right. There once was a senator so lewd, he wished to see young boys in the nude. He blamed it on beer and a priest that was queer, causing the Senate to feud. Again, I like that because it recaps the whole thing. How about this? There once was a page named Andy, who on weekends says he likes to get handy. Mark Foley mistook, said he wanted to look, but the boy didn't want any candy. this music gets weirder and weirder. Let's see. Okay, this is the final one. There once was a man named Foley whose emails were oh so jolly. Well, but that doesn't work. It has to be jolly. Chatting with a lad old enough to be dad. He asked if he would play with his dog. No, that didn't work. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll figure out who the winner is. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're back after this on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Don't forget, coming up on tomorrow's show, Aaron Geek in the City Duran will be in studio with us, in for Scott Daly, who's having the big snip. So, Scotty will be swollen and bloated and high on Vicodin, but we'll be calling it. He'll be calling at some point tomorrow, Scott Daly will. Aaron Duran, though, in studio with us tomorrow, talking about The Departed and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. We'll also talk about some TV shows, etc. I think we're out of contention, but we got Mr. Foley only sought to protect young kids. As a result, his career's in the skids. Very laws that he passed will now bite him in the ass, as he did the very thing his law forbids. See, it's like the spirit is there. It's the flow, though. Let's see. We're skipping forward through some of these, so we can get back to some of the ones that really were. They really were fantastic. This one that mentions Twink is pretty great as well. It's 503-733-2970. We are here with Scotty J. In just a moment here, we'll welcome Tim Riley back to a few more headlines before we wrap things up. All right. Tim's got his sunglasses on.
He already has them on.
He's ready for his close-up. All right, we're here with Scotty J., who's been helping us track all of these limericks. Scotty J., how are you, sir?
Doing good. Doing good. Tough decisions, I tell you.
All right. Now, I'm going to put this one now. We've all kind of weighed in during the break. And I think we all have our favorites. You know, Sarah, is this the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one you mentioned.
That's it. That's the one I like.
I feel like that is, I would be perfectly fine with that one. The one that,
it's very cleverly worded.
The one that, the only one for me that even competes with this one is the on whom he'd off get his jolly or something. Mm-hmm. And I, that's only because I admire a guy who can do a clever wordplay. But I do believe this one might be the winner.
I feel like that sums it up quite well.
Well, that, and it's funny. It fits the right meter. He's using proper semicolons, which is, that goes a long way with me. Proper
and plus,
semicolons.
There's also a reference to one of the wonderful commercials that airs on our station all the time.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's... Well, we probably shouldn't make that observation.
Yeah. I said it was a fine commercial.
Attention advertisers.
I'm not
all
annoyed
right.
by it at all.
All right, let me read this one here. This is from Brian. We have here the winner. The winner of our Mark Foley Limerick Contest. Brian, you win a pair of passes to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman there. Farewell show, November 17th at Schnitzer. We'll be giving more of those away. There once was a Congressman Foley who stepped in some deep guacamole. First he's drunk, then he's gay, now molested, you say. I think that his alibi's holy. There you go. Congratulations.
That's rad.
Well done, Brian. There you go. That's your winning. Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you, sir. There you go. Congratulations, Brian. Well done.
That was everything.
Yeah.
Great. Right. Make sure they start emailing Sounders in for tomorrow's ticket giveaway.
That's the other thing. Now, these are more difficult to do, which is why we gave you a couple days' notice. We're going to be giving away another pair of passes to Tim Conway, Harvey Korman tomorrow. It's now kind of obligatory. I don't know how long we'll be able to use it, but we have a Foley watch. We've already gotten a couple submissions, including one from Scotty himself, of course. So if you want to be part of that, you send in your Foley watch theme. Send it to rick@rickemerson.com. It's an MP3. So, Scotty J., thank
Perfect.
You so much.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen. 503-733-2970. Let's take a final visit to the Ministry of Truth with Tim.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A teenager who told friends he would take his own life if he was still a virgin at 19 has hanged himself.
Oh.
Joe Burns had hoped to spend the night with a girl, but she went off with another boy.
Oh!
His mother told the court... He kissed a 15-year-old girl. I've seen the love bites on his neck. He hoped to sleep with her that night.
What?
But she left him. She turned him down.
Where was this?
England.
Oh, well.
His lifelong ambition was to join the army, but there he too was rejected. He felt rejected by the whole world.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for bringing the room down.
Meanwhile...
Good God almighty. Okay. Well, there you go.
Millions of birds are pooping on the interstate bridge... And it's becoming a problem. They're damaging the bridge's paint by eating away at it.
Okay.
What to do? ODOT has activated 4 propane-fired cannons. They're going to be placed at the 4 quarters of the bridge. The cannons will automatically launch blasts every 15 seconds during the 2.5-hour afternoon drive. ODOT has tried this before, but is using more firepower this time. And they're using recorded sounds of predatory birds.
All right, then. And I've got... We'll do one more here. I had something else I was going to read today before we finish this. And I don't know where it went. I had this slang thing. No, it's true. I had the slang thing I never got to. I got the Jessica Simpson thing that I can get to.
Maybe it's in that pile behind you in the chair.
Oh, yeah. Some soulless human being who chucked our news into the trash. Thank you for that. Where'd you find it? In the recycle bin?
I did.
All right.
When something is missing that you're looking for, somebody always threw it in the trash.
Especially at a radio station, man. Something's not
as long as it's not food.
If it's food,
any non-food item.
Anything that's not food is going to be pawned. That'll end up being in a pawn shop somewhere.
I put a sticky note on my apples.
Seriously,
please don't eat me.
Don't touch this.
These apples are poison.
Rick, I wasn't able to call in, but I think I had the end of the joke you were trying to make about the guy in Eugene. He fell into the vat of bread dough.
Tim's leaving.
It sounds like...
He can't leave.
What? Are we done?
I thought we were done.
Did we finish everything for today?
I believe so,
well,
yes.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I checked everything off the list.
You know what I forgot? Damn me to hell. You know what I forgot to do is I forgot to do the obviously made-up news with Jim Roop.
Oh, darn.
I never bothered to
Well, there's always tomorrow.
No, it's stupid. It's pointless. It's pointless. No
There's
point at all.
Always tomorrow.
We never know on radio, though, Tim. Maybe there isn't a tomorrow. Maybe someone's waiting in the hallway for us right now.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a consultant here who has other plans.
I'd like to consult you on the type of cardboard you can use to wheel your possessions. All right, Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. All right, no, thank you.
Oh. Well, I guess
we'll
I'll
watch
be
your show
moving on.
thank you.
Get moving, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. Let's see. He's in the hospital, so he's alive. It sounds like being fired is the yeast of his problems. Okay, there you go. Thank you very much. Let's see. This is from Aaron Rick. I can't remember. I'm just going to try to get through some of these emails because I don't have the news story in front of me. Rick, I can't remember the company, but it's a full-on porn production company in Portland. I almost applied as a post-production for a post-production job they were offering. Also, my nippleless friend. What is it with everybody having a nippleless friend? Is that some sort of... What is it? You all grew up near the same nuclear plant or
something?
That's
the cool thing, Rick.
Yeah, so
you don't have a friend without nipples. You're nothing.
You know, here's the thing about that is like... The weird thing is that you... Okay, and I won't point anybody there. But Sarah, we had talked about Sarah's friend, Kara, who has no nipples.
A friend from a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah, friend from another life. But you found her MySpace page.
Yes, which and I showed you her picture.
And see, she doesn't seem like a girl that would not have nipples.
I would really like you to describe to me what kind of girl seems to not have nipples.
Well, that's a fair point. I don't really know that I have any answer to that. I'm just saying, it makes you wonder if, like, you kind of don't understand why it's so fascinating to me. Because, like, I just wonder, like, okay, like, what happens if she has kids?
I don't know.
If she doesn't have nipples and she has kids...
Maybe because they
is it
remember
just,
when
does it just come out of her nose.
Remember when the lady called in and
stuck
she
on
said
mommy's
that,
ear
that it comes out everywhere. Maybe she still has the pores.
Maybe she still
has the milk holes.
She's still so perforated. Anyway, Aaron says my friend without no, and the one with the blank blank has done.
Oh,
80...
I know what the blank blank is.
Yeah, has done ADR for porn films, which I didn't think they needed. Oh, I knew that, man. You can see porn films are so clear that they've dubbed in all the moans afterward. Yeah. Let's see. Now I'm trying to get through things that aren't limericks here. You were completely correct about the M.M. at Walsh. Rick, pleased to be posting the limericks for our enjoyment. I had to attend a meeting and I missed some of them. I guess I do have work to do at least part of the day. What else here? That's about it. Just people. Oh, God. Just so many more of these. So I'm going to have to put a whole section on the website that is just limericks, because I just there's no time to read them all, and it's not even really appropriate to read them all. So I will do that. I'll read this one real quick piece of news about Jessica Simpson, because we were in that awkward place where we got about 2 minutes to fill, and I know this is we don't have enough time to get to any of this other stuff that's over. Except to say this. That did you just put on new lipstick?
I have to. Like,
you have to meet with the man?
I'm meeting with my DA.
All right. Did you give me the... Do I have the food that I'm supposed to order for you? Did you give
yes,
it to
I
me?
Give you the sticky note.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
So I'm supposed
no,
to...
No.
Everybody knows what I'm ordering for you.
Fine. I'm going to have a cheeseburger.
With quote, melty white cheese. And
well, because they're the three cheeses I can't pronounce. The white one.
And then right below that?
Shirley Temple.
Fries with mayonnaise. Yeah.
Damn it.
No, but you...
I've eaten nothing but fruit today.
You bicycled to work. You bicycled to work. You've eaten nothing but fruit. You ate your sawdust or whatever it is. Yes, you can look fine. And I haven't even. And that's the other thing. I haven't even gotten to discuss the goddamn birthday, which is coming up this week. Which I bought nothing. But when is your birthday? Monday.
It's October 9th. Yes.
All right. Anyway,
you better get to buying. Give me a gift certificate somewhere.
Give me
one like Buffalo Exchange. I'll totally use that.
Can I just tell you that Laura suggested that I buy you a gift certificate to Gen X Clothing? And then I was like, I was going to do a whole white trash gift certificate pack. Like I was going to give you like $20 at Smokes for Less, and like $20 at Gen X Clothing, and like $20 in a nail salon. Because I can't, it's so hard to tell with you what you're going to like and what you're going to think is sort of kooky and
you
what
know,
you're going to think is insulting.
You know, I love Buffalo Exchange. They have all the sunglasses up. I could buy like two pairs of sunglasses.
Now, I was always to understand that you can't get a woman a gift certificate because it seems lazy and makes me seem like a dumb guy.
No, but see, you're not pursuing me in any way. So you can buy me a gift certificate because that's what
I want. I can just fall on my face.
Leave a thoughtful presence to everybody else.
So it doesn't matter whether I really truly know you or not. There's just nothing.
Truly know me, you can get me a certificate to someplace I like to shop. Because
that's
the money.
Because that's the thing with the guy, right? That's why the gift is so important, because it's a test. It's like a how well do you know me? And so I have nothing at stake. You're right. Now the pressure's off of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a huge weight has been lifted. Real quickly, don't forget, not only this Saturday, the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival at the Hollywood Theater, which are good for an errand geek in the city is going to be part of, but also the Star Wars Independent Film Festival. You can find out more, OregonFanForce.org. Saturday, October 7th, 2006, 12 p.m., the Oregon Fan Force proudly presents the Star Wars Independent Film Festival, a fantastic compilation of truly amazing fan-made Star Wars films on the big screen. Admission proceeds benefit the Oregon Food Bank. In addition to the film screenings, you don't want to miss the highly anticipated Dark Side Trooper, Stormtrooper, Armel Raffer... Armor Raffle Drawing. Find out more at OregonFanForce.org for the Star Wars Independent Film Festival, which happens this weekend at the Hollywood Theater. All right, so that's done. I'm just taking advantage of this end of the show to get rid of all these bits of business that I've got to get done. I'll read this one. I will read this one Jessica Simpson story. Then we get to Mary. Then we're out.
Do it in like 20 seconds.
Half and I don't have time. Then there's no point. Do we have Mary? Are we going to have Mary, the mailman daughter? No.
You got off lucky today.
Scotty's saying, get to have a 76 station gas card. Oh, yeah, thank you. And get your, get your fully watched Sounders sent in by tomorrow. Get them sent in by tomorrow in MP3 format. Don't send them as waves. If anything else, send them to Rick at rickemerson.com. Your themes for the fully watch. The winner will win a pair of tickets to Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, November 17th at the Schnitzer. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, who was in today. We want to thank Gary Baumgarten, who was in today. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard, who we'll be talking to again tomorrow to talk about the Dennis Hastert situation. And we want to thank our good friend Tim Ryan. You can find out more about him at myspace.com/the...
I remember thinking water closets. It's the WCS.
WCS. The wicked... It was something. The wicked... Cucamonga... Snakes. The WCS. MySpace.com/the WCS. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and cheeseburger consuming Sarah X Dillon for AM 970.
Are you not getting one?
I'm totally getting
one.
Okay. She's going to get a salad.
We're going to get back together.
Well, I should go and just totally order you just a plate, huge thing, and then I'll just have like a small piece of baby corn. For AM 970 Solid State Radio in the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Our PA is Scotty J. And, of course, manager of the Rick Emerson office, he's his Dave Zinn. It's 503-733-2970. Make a note. We're back tomorrow. Like us next. See you all then. Let's mess with Granny down. Bye.
Wow.